Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. At the end of our work week on this octave of Easter, and we celebrate your calling to us to go out into the world to preach the gospel that Jesus is risen from the dead, and therefore so too do we have resurrection if we seek to follow the one who leads us to the way to eternal life. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, yet again, in today's gospel, we see another episode where Jesus appears to the apostles. Now, Sunday, we are going to look at where Jesus appears to Thomas the twin, and we see that whole story of Thomas's doubting Thomas. And as you know, I've explained before, I usually explain it just about every year, how I do not look at Thomas as being a doubter. I look at him as angry. Let me get this right. Look as angry. So, for example, if we look at Thomas as the doubter, he's like, well, no, I hear your story, but I'm not so sure I believe any of that. I don't know. But he's angry. Let me tell you something, boss. I ain't gonna believe nothing you're saying about him until I put my fingers in my hand and my hand in his side, because you know what? He wasn't supposed to die on the cross, and he died on the cross. So don't give me this whole rigmarole that he resurrected from the dead, because I ain't believing it. Well, you understand what that is. That is not doubting. That's anger. He didn't fit my expectations. Therefore, I will not believe. And Peter does it. And Judas does it, but the only difference is that Judas does not believe he can be forgiven. This is church teaching. It comes from the Council of Trent. Does not believe he can be forgiven, and so he falls into the sin of despair, which, by the way, is one of the sins against the Holy Spirit. That whole concept of the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, that you just say a bad word, no, that's not what it means at all. Maybe I should tell you a little story about that. But that's not what it means at all. What it means is that you do not believe that you can be saved because you are outside the grace of the Holy Spirit. Either you put yourself there, or you feel that your situation is stronger than God's grace. And those are two things that put you outside. Well, that's what Judas does. Now, one of those can easily change. You just turn around and say, all right, let me undo that. Let me say that maybe I'm not beyond the grace of God. So it's an important understanding between the two. Well, in any case, in today's gospel, we see that Jesus appears to the apostles as they are fishing. And you can see this excitement that is happening because they recognize that this is Jesus standing on the shore. They are out fishing. They catch fish, and then Jesus cooks them breakfast. Now, we had a question in the church. Does Jesus eat the fish? Because I don't think it's mentioned whether or not Jesus ate the fish actually in the gospel account. But they do ask the question, does Jesus actually eat the fish? And the question really is to have an understanding of whether or not Jesus actually raised from the dead body and soul, because that's an important distinction, as we talked about yesterday. Jesus is not a ghost, and he is not the teachings of Jesus that are resurrected in the people who go out and teach them. No, Jesus resurrects body and soul, and this, from the Gospel of John, is illustrating this. So do I believe Jesus ate the fish? Of course I do. And at that point, we understand that this is, again, communicating this powerful, powerful message, which brings us back, as I did, that important message from 1 Corinthians 15, if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, then we're wasting our time. But that also means if Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, then there is no hope out there for anything, because we just live our life and die. I understand that that simple reality that we believe in the resurrection of the dead converts and changes everything. you see, because you're focused on not so much earning your way to heaven. We don't want to be focused on that. You're focused on a whole new set of values based on a whole different understanding of who you truly are. And because of that new set of values, you live your life differently. But if you take that away and you say, all we have is this life here, then your values are eventually going to work their way into what you see as the Lord of the Flies. And that is, everyone is going to work for their own piece of what they want, because this is the only way they can get it. And this is going to be a powerful difference. So, for example, as Christians, we're called to let go of what we have in the interest of having something even greater. So we're not really called to be pursuing the greatest of all things unless the greatest of all things is Christ and eternal life in Christ. So we're called to just have a different set of values. I guess maybe one of the things I can mention is a great priest from the Archdiocese who has since passed away. His name was Father Tom Naughton. And Father Tom Naughton was an Air Force chaplain. And he explained to me, because he wasn't married, being a Catholic priest, he was able to focus on helping the Protestant chaplains get an advancement more than he was, because he didn't need the advancement as much as they did. And so they needed it to support their families. He didn't, but he was also, like them, focused on a greater set of values, because he knew, like them, the greatest reward was in eternal life. And so he was focused there. But of course, he would help the Protestant chaplains build up what they needed for their family, and all were actually out preaching the gospel of the Lord, and they were helping one another. So you see that radical difference. Do you see and do you understand that radical difference? We look to how it is we are serving Christ, as opposed to how we get our own little value of what we want here. I'm going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. We're here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be right back right after this. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
And you can also remember us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the archives of the program, including our bonus program. We have bonus programs every so often. I want to do more of those, actually, as we go along. But one of those is the Good Friday homily I gave here at St. Anthony Parish, and so you can check that out. You can also check out the archives, the other archives of the show. You can also give us feedback. You can join our Substack newsletter. I strongly encourage you to do that. Do all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, here we are talking about this powerful message of Jesus resurrecting from the dead, and that changing our whole set of values, giving us a whole different way of looking at things. Now, there's a powerful story that I'm talking about when we understand what resurrection is all about. And it comes from the technology world. And one of the things that, it was a quote I found a long time ago, where there was a major figure at one of our local universities. I think he's long since passed away, but he talked about gene splicing and genetic engineering and stuff. And he said, if there was a way to help your future to be born children, so I guess this would probably happen in the womb or whatever, to change the genes so that they would have a higher IQ, and you chose not to do that, you would have the literally term he used, the stupidest children in the neighborhood. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. That's part of that whole philosophy that we have to get everything we can here because there's nothing beyond this. Do you see how dangerous that is? And by the way, what makes it dangerous is that attitude, but how do you fight that danger? Do we stand up and fight again? No, you fight that danger by preaching the gospel, by living the... That's why it's so important what you do. That is why it's so important. Do you understand that if you're not living the gospel, you're not communicating the greatest truths that there is something greater outside of this, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So what do people go look for? They go look for what they can get here. And what happens when people all buy into that? Lord of the Flies. And that's true. So we want to look at that. You know, there are all these teachings about the troubles going on in our country, and there are issues, and people are saying we have to deal with those people, and those people are trying to take down our country, and whoever those people are. And those people looking at us saying the same thing. Do you know what all the saints would say is the cause of all of that? They would look at that and say, the gospel has not been preached and the people are not living the gospel. That is the cause. Whoa, wait a minute. I thought it was because of the Russians, the Chinese, the Democrats, the Republicans. I thought it was that. We have not been living the gospel. That's what the saints would say. Do you see how important it is what you do? Because that's what we're all about, going out and living the gospel so that people can understand there's a greater thing. Going back to Father Tom Naughton, what was his whole thing? His whole thing was turning around and saying there's something greater here, and I'm focused on that, so I will do what I can to help your family, even at a sacrifice financially to me. But what do I care? Because I'm focused on eternal life just like you are. Do you see that difference? That whole different set of values, that whole different understanding of who we are, that's what we're called to do, and that's how we're called to preach. We're going to talk on Monday, on the second week of Easter, no longer in the octave, and we'll talk on Monday. In the meantime, you have yourself a blessed day, and we'll be back at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning here on WEZE. Have a good day. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.